is a Carrigan. That's ethnic. It is Nigerian. My dad is from Nigeria. My mom's from Detroit. I'm all the black you'll ever need. Just whenever you need a plus one.
I started going by Blacktress, partially because I love a good portmanteau, but everything I experience is filtered through race. My jokes and the topics I discuss come out of my own life because I tend to attract crazy slash look for it. And I also talk about sex and relationships because I'm like, God, dating in this city will break you down.
I live in Harlem. Most of my friends live in Brooklyn. I have had hasty sex to avoid a subway transfer. That's where I'm at. Thank you. You applaud because you know.
I call it. There's no part of me that is fearful about sharing it. Anything that comes out on stage has already been screened in my head and my heart. Am I ready to share this with people? And I don't think it's possible to be a comedian and take yourself so seriously. Well, growing up in New York and growing up in Harlem, but going to private school on the Upper East Side, I was constantly interacting and facing all different kinds of people and having a very interesting outsider perspective. And I think having that outsider perspective is crucial for a lot of comedians. In addition to going to private school, I also spent some time living in Australia, and then I traveled to Sweden and Berlin. So I like to say, you know, I go inside Caucasia, okay? I go in there, I get answers. I'm comfortable almost anywhere. Nothing really intimidates me. Once you deal with some rich, mean girls, okay, anything is easy. It just is. I don't really have any dating jokes anymore because I am now engaged. I made it through the other side. It can happen, ladies. He's Jewish, and I call him my Jew boo. Should be my Jewish boo. You know, and we are just really doing our best to make love work. I've had him come gentrify Harlem. You know, it's very important. I've always been saying, black people need brunch too.